Aleichem to his friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Yaakov ben Dina Chasha, for Rabbi Yisrael ben Moshe Mordechai. This is based on a shmuz given on Lag BaOmer by Mori Barabi Shlita. It says in the Mishnah in Maseches Tful Yom, Perek Dalet Mishnah Zayin, Hatori Mes Habor VaOmer Harezu Truma Menas Shatal LeShalom. Shalom min hashever, min hashvicha, aber lo min hatuma. Rabbi Shimon Omer, af min hatuma. What does this mean? It means that if a person says that this is truma, he makes a tanai. That if I'm successful in raising all of the wine, b'shalom, without any problems, min habor, from this pit, and no harm befalls me, then my truma should be truma. But if I don't, if I'm not successful in raising all of the wine from the pit, b'shalom, because there's going to be some type of nezek, some type of damage done, my truma shouldn't be a truma. And at the end, nothing, there was no nezek, no recognizable nezek, no damage happened to the wine. But he became Tameh. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says that even though the Nezek isn't Nikar La'ayin, the Truma is not Truma. Because when a person says, Amanas Shetala Shalom, it means that it has to come with Tyra. And if the person became Tameh, if the Yain became Tameh, that's not Shalom. Because there's no shalom and there's no shlemos if it's a davar tameh. So that's why it says there, if it's shalom from anything breaking or spilling, that's considered shalom, but not minatuma. Even if the person becomes tameh according to the Tanakhama, even if the wine becomes tameh according to the Tanakhama, it's fine. The truma is truma. And Rabbi Shimon says, no. Even if the person becomes Tameh, that isn't a kiyum with the Tanai. Because Shalom means Menatuma. And we find by Rashbi Bedaika the inyan of Shlemus Betara, that it says in Maseches Shabbos in Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, after Rashbi came out of the cave, he was in Tveria, and he said, Ho Visrachish Nisa, Ezil Atkin Milsa, Chsiva Yavo Yaakov Shalom. So he comes up in the Ma'ara, he's in Tveria, and he says, I have to fix something here since a miracle happened to me. Like it says, Vayavu Yaakov Shalem. So what did he do? He went and he was Matar the Derech in order that Kohanim should be able to go there. So you see that this inyan of Vayavu Yaakov Shalem, of Shalom, of Shlemus, is connected to Tara. According to Rabbi Shimon, true Tara is Shlemus. And therefore he's Mataki, an inyan of Tara, and able to go Hanum to walk there. Without Tara, there's no true Shlemus. So now we can be Mechadish and say that that's the reason that in Jewish people, we sing the Mishnah of Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, Mi Matar Eschem, Avicham Shvashamayim. And many people ask, what's the reason for this? Some say, because Rabbi Akiva was the Rebbe of Rashbi, gave him smicha to be a posek. And some say that since on Lag BaOmer, Rashbi and his friends received smicha by Rabbi Akiva, as it says, the Kaf HaChaim and the Stei Chemed, therefore we sing this Mishnah of Rabbi Akiva. And some say that it's because the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying. But according to all these reasons, the question still remains. Why dafka these divrei Rabbi Akiva? Could be any divrei Rabbi Akiva. Why specifically these words of Rabbi Akiva? We could say, I'm Rabbi Akiva, v'haf l'recha kamocha zekal gadol b'Torah. But based on what we said, it's beautiful. That since the sheet of Rashbi is, there's no shlemus in the world without the union of Tara. And on his Yom HaDehilula, and his day of Ptira, the Shlemus Inyano of Rabbi Rashbi was revealed in the world, Therefore, we sing this song about Tyrus Bnei Yisrael, which brings Shlemus to the world. Ashreichem Yisrael, mi metayre eschem avichem shevashamayim. All about Tara. So we connected to Rabbi Akiva for the reasons given, but we talked about Tara, because that's the Shlemus of Rashbi. We also find a shaychus between this day and Tara, based on what it says in Shulchan Aruch, Chachos Rosh Chodesh, Simen Tav Chav Ches, Sif Aleph, L'Olam B'Yom Shiyapur Mi'alag Ba'omer, the Simen Plag. Purim is always going to fall on the same day of the week as Lag Ba'omer. And this isn't just a Simen L'Kviyus Shanin, there's a much deeper idea here. And the depth is that Purim is Yom Kabbalah Sator, like it says in Shabbos, Hodja Kiblu Abimecha Shverosh, Tachsiv Kimu V'Kiblu Ayehudim, Kimu Mashi Kiblu Kfar. And in the Sefer HaKadosh Kiddush Slavi, it says, Miyom Lag Ba'omer, Maschil Ha'orosh Al-Mamad Har Sinai, from Lag Ba'omer. The light of Har Sinai starts to shine, and Tara was the first Tanai that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us as a Hachana for Matan Torah, Al Tikshu El Aisha, Yisur Yutas Tes Vav. So you see the connection between Purim and Lag Ba'omer. Purim is Kabbalah Satara, Lag Ba'omer is the beginning of Kabbalah Satara, and that connects to Tara. Moreover, Rabbi adds, we can add, based on what it says in Maseches Megillah, Machai Vinish Lepsume Bepuraya. Puraya means in a number of places, Mita, bed, and Lepsume is a good smell. That's the deeper meaning of Rava is in the Gemara that when a person is Shochev al Mitaso, he could fall from his Madrega. As it says in the Kehilas David of David al Mitol Nezech Tzadik Levrachim Parshas Ekev, Iker Hazman Tshuva Hu al Mishkavchem. The Iker time of Tshuva is when you're on your bed, basis Skavrus HaMachshavus VaTayvus. When the thoughts and the Tayvus overcome a person, like it says, Rayoncha Mishkavcha Yasliku, Tayo Beis Choftes. That your thoughts go up when one's in bed, one is lying there thinking. So all of the taivas reveal themselves when one is lying in bed, ayin sham. And then this Rebbe said, mechay v'inish l'psume v'puraya, a person when he's lying in his bed, he has to give a good smell, because the inyan of smell is tara, like it says in Sota, mem tesa mar aleph, reach tara, the smell of purity, certain things smell pure. And say it looks pure, it's a smell. So Lag Ba'omer b'Mehuso is the day of Tara. That's the connection between Lag Ba'omer and Purim. So this is the Yom HaHilula Kaddisha of Rashbi, who was metakin Tara. And we understand the great simcha of this day, because now that we have Tara, we're happy. Like it says in Rashi, Menachos Chof Amar Aleph, Mishan is Kapir Cheto Sameach. You have kaparas hachet, the person sameach, and the Sfarim HaKadoshim are filled with this. Lashon Hashem Yishmiel, Vezesim and Muvok Melotzi Yom Kippurim, Shemesarer Simcha B'cholechad MiYisrael. Uvadai Ish, Shemashach Techev Atara L'toch Libo, Mamish Tigdal HaSimcha B'yoser, Ulefi Mises HaMshach HaTara L'toch Libo, Beru MiApsoles, Kenu HaSimcha, the more pure, the happier you are. And that's why this day is such a happy day, because it's the day of Tara. We should all be zochem mitzvah Hashem to feel the tara of Lag Ba'omer and go maila maila and our simcha and tara and kedusha. Amen. Ken yiratzon. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.